Happy Black History Month, everybody, or as it should be called, the Black Grievance Month, because we all know that the Marxist media and the usual suspects spend the entire month of February just complaining about white people. Contrast that with White History Day, Independence Day, the 4th of July, where we celebrate the incredible achievements of white people building this incredible country, with Black Grievance Month, where every year now, they just come up with more reasons, more excuses to blame white people for their own behavior, their own situations, their own cultural and individual shortcomings and failures. New evidence shows how discrimination, imaginary discrimination, obviously, shortens the lives of black people, black communities, a biological marker bolsters the weathering hypothesis that links systemic racism to health disparities. Well, if that was true, then white people would be having more ill health, because the only systemic racism that exists, that really has existed for the last like 10 years, is anti-whiteism. Stay tuned, because there's plenty more to come in this video. Hop on real quick. Subscribe to my channel if you're new here, because I think it's starting to be obvious that you're not going to find information and analysis like this anywhere else. This grievance from the Washington Post, citing a new fake study that, again, just... this is behind a paywall. Okay, well, there are obviously ways around that. You can go and paste the URL into one of the archive websites where people often archive them. There are some other ways, but we don't even need to do that. The headline tells the full story. This is the same excuse that this woolly mammoth used to try to explain away why she is morbidly obese. I'm sure you've all seen this clip, right? Or beyond morbidly obese, actually. I don't think there's a term in the English language that can accurately describe how obese this woman is. I mean, just really to the point where I don't even think Ozempic has a chance of helping her. But since it is Black History Month, let's take a trip down memory lane and have a look back at the different reactions between black people and white people in the audience at Oprah Winfrey's show to the O.J. Simpson verdict, where everybody in the entire country knew that he was guilty.
Case number BA097211. We, the jury, in the above entitled action, find the defendant Orenthal James Simpson not guilty of the crime of murder in violation of Penal Code Section 187A, a felony upon Nicole Brown Simpson, a human being, as charged in count one of the information.
And the reason for this jury nullification was quite obvious. The in-group favoritism amongst the black people on the jury, who were very upset that their baby daddies and brothers and cousins and fathers kept getting arrested for committing so many crimes in big cities. And so they saw this as a symbolic win against the police.
Do you think that there are members of the jury that voted to acquit OJ because of Rodney King?
Yes.
You do?
Yes.
This is a member of the OJ jury, by the way.
How many of you think felt that way?
Oh, probably 90% of them.
What the police did to Rodney King was terrible, but only somebody without a fully developed or functioning prefrontal cortex would let a murderer off because of an other unrelated injustice in their community.
90%? Did you feel that way?
Yes.
That was payback.
Of course, it wasn't about guilt or innocence. It was about racial tribalism and payback against the police. These are the same kinds of people who would gleefully participate in the chants that are led by African communist leader Julius Malema, who was at it again with this little ditty.
Truth to kill, kill a man. Truth to kill.
Again, if you've been living under a rock, he's talking about the white farmers, the, well, white people who live in South Africa. We all know that most of Africa is a bleephole continent, third world hellhole. But certainly nobody would espouse such beliefs in America, right? Oh, wait, what's this?
I don't want to say we need to go certain killing all white folks, but it's like, but maybe they need to feel pain and the hurt.
What feels pain and hurt are your knees by carrying an extra 75 pounds. Others express their severe hatred towards white people under the guise of a joke, but we all know that most jokes, the best jokes, actually just tell the truth in a way that it's very difficult for people to do and because of the repercussions. But, of course, in the liberal media, you're allowed to express this kind of vile hatred. This is Jamie Foxx, by the way, talking about the premiere of Django Unchained, a black revenge fantasy film.
Don't be worried about it, because I get out the chains, I get free, I save my wife, and I kill all the white people in the movie. How great is that?
And speaking of Black Grievance Month, who could forget this clip of Morgan Freeman on 60 Minutes expressing his views about the holiday. And if you haven't seen this, just wait for it, because this is a double whammy. The second part went over a lot of people's heads. So if you haven't seen it, just pay close attention and see if you can figure it out.
Black History Month, you find
ridiculous.
Why?
You're going to relegate my history to a month?
Oh, come on.
What do you do with yours? Which month is White History Month?
Well,
come on. Tell me.
I'm Jewish.
Well, if you don't get it, and in case you're new around here, let's have Ben Shapiro explain a little more.
Do you not agree that you are a white man?
I mean, I think that it depends on the context in which you're discussing it.
Meaning, so what are you, Ben? Are you not a white guy?
I mean, I'm a man of Jewish ethnicity, which is sometimes grouped with white and sometimes not. I mean,
well, it's sometimes when it benefits them identifying as white, and then other times they definitely want to make it clear that they are not one of us. Like when Jon Stewart, whose real name is John Leibowitz, encouraged black people and Jews to, just listen.
This is where the healing begins. This is why, because the Jewish community and the black community, we should be together. Jews and blacks should we shouldn't fight. There shouldn't be tension. Jews and blacks should get together and get whitey. I think...
Well, if you actually knew the history of the civil rights movement and who was writing Martin Luther King's speeches and funding him and organizing his protests and who organized and helped fund the lawsuit from Rosa Parks, then you would understand that he wasn't joking. And then there's this white knight who's obviously trying to get a job at the Daily Wire or PragerU.
The normalization of the N-word by people like Nick Fuentes is vile and unacceptable. This is a word used to rob black people of their humanity.
I'm sorry, kid. It's a word used to differentiate between different kinds of behavior in the black community. Just like white trash. It's not a racist term. It's a term to differentiate different behaviors within the white community from those who are normal.
And inflict terror.
It inflicts terror! He says, because of their black fragility, you know what, kid, I'm going to use it 10 times this weekend, just to spite you.
It's not cool or funny to be a white guy saying it.
Shut up and go shovel the driveway, son. Your podcasting privileges have been revoked. Imagine being so arrogant and so ignorant that you take to the internet and try to tell us what we can and cannot say. And you're going to have to do some homework this weekend by brushing up on Chris Rock's bit about the distinction between black people and N-words, and Andre Williams making that distinction in the modern age, dropping some hard R's over on YouTube and on his Twitter account, and Ray Valentina, Carmen JC, the kinds of people who really should be speaking at Turning Point USA events, dropping hard R's while denouncing N-word people. But we all know that mainstream conservatism is so soft that it's only a matter of time before these people start making too big of waves that the conservative establishment starts calling them racist. Oh! Told you, you need to subscribe to my channel if you're new here. And if you enjoy watching my videos, support my work by buying me a coffee, figuratively, by clicking the link in the description below. It's a great crowdsourcing service that people can use to tip their favorite content creator. And it's a lot better than leaving a super thanks or a super tip, because YouTube takes 30%, or super chat, YouTube takes 30% right off the top. So instead, Click the link in the description below, head on over there, and check it out.